paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Doug Bowles, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I would imagine May feels like tomorrow for you, right, Doug?
It does. It's 193 days away, but just like you said, it just goes faster and faster and faster every year, and it will be tomorrow. It will go that quick. That's a bummer about getting older, right? It just time goes. Like, we sound like our parents.
I know. It's like, oh, no, did that old thing just come out of my mouth? And funny that you know the countdown, that we're 190 days away. How fun.
I count it down. It's a big thing for me. It's just to count down those days until we get to the Indianapolis 500. It's sort of like Christmas Day for me. So, and a lot of the folks that come to the race.
The greatest spectacle in racing. What was the moment for you this past year that still resonates in your brain about the Indy 500?
I think this year for me, it was when we actually got to start the Indianapolis 500. We had a rain delay this year. We literally had 163,000 people had already scanned into the venue when we asked everybody to leave because we had a lightning storm coming. And I had no idea how many of those folks would come back, let alone would we get to the 350,000 number that we normally have in the venue for the race. And when the race started, there wasn't an empty seat. It was pretty amazing to see that number of people, a four-hour delay, stick it out through the storm, and show up to watch the green flag drop for the 108th time.
I think when you've got a ticket, no one is leaving. No one wants to miss it because it truly is one of the greatest sporting events. And you already have tickets on sale for 2025?
Yeah, absolutely. So when the race goes over, we have this 500-hour ability for people to renew their tickets. And so if we had to have the race today and we couldn't sell another ticket, we'd have nearly 200,000 people in the venue tomorrow. That's how many tickets we've already sold. So we, got about 150,000 left, but they're definitely on sale. You know, Chicago's one of our best markets, always has been. There's a lot of racing Indy 500 connection to the Chicago area, the Bettenhausen family, a really famous family that raced at the Speedways from up there. Dale Coyne Racing, who races the NTT IndyCar Series, is based outside of Chicago. So been one of those areas, sort of like Indianapolis, that is a short track, open wheel community, and we love it when folks from Chicago come down I-65 and spend the day with us for the Indy 500.
Yeah, it really is just it's a breeze to get there, and so it's on May 25th. It is the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500, presented by Gainbridge. I don't mean to. What is Gainbridge?
It's an annuity company, and actually they've been with us for a long time. They have roots in both Chicago and Indianapolis, the company does. And they are the title sponsor actually of the arena where the Pacers play and where Caitlin Clark plays for the Fever. Oh. So, it's a really cool connection for us. A great company, like I said, has connections in both the Chicago area and the Indianapolis area. And they've been our presenting sponsor for several years now. And, it's been fun to have them.
Doug, is Caitlin Clark going to be with you on May 25th next year?
You know, that's funny. That's the question I get almost as much as anything, especially after the Fever drafted her last year. And last year, unfortunately, she couldn't come because they were on a West Coast swing. They literally had three games on the West Coast. One of them was in Las Vegas the night before the Indianapolis 500, which meant that she couldn't get back in time. She's got an open invitation to come to the Indy 500. It really is going to depend on where the Fever schedule lands and then, you know, how much basketball she's doing. The Fever and the city of Indianapolis want her to focus on basketball and winning basketball games. But if she can show up at the racetrack, we definitely have a place for her. So we'll see how it goes this year.
That's wonderful. So can you tell me, because I know people are Christmas shopping, and for me, giving the gift of an experience that I can spend time with my loved one is so much better than giving something that people have to find room for or wear or whatever it might be. So tell me about the ticket packages so we can, share with our audience who might be thinking, okay, this is a good Christmas present.
Yeah, so we have a variety of opportunities, whether you want to sit in a reserve seat in the grandstand, whether you want some hospitality with that or a hospitality seat. And if you're just a big music and event fan, we actually have an EDM concert that takes place during the Indianapolis 500. In the past, we've had Marshmello and Deadmau5. I mean, some of the best EDM artists in the world actually come to that event. So if you're just into events, we've got a package where you can do the music and the racing and the whole thing at one time. And then our community does such a good job. If you want to make a weekend out of it, we have the have the third largest parade behind the Rose Bowl parade, the Macy's Day parade, the day before the Indianapolis 500, great for fans and kids and families. And then we have a big practice event on Friday with another concert on Friday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, so that we have weekend packages as well. And you can check all those out at IMS.com. Or our Visit Indy, which is our convention and visitors bureau in Indianapolis, has got some great options that some of our hotels have. So it just really depends on what you're looking for. Do you want to just drive down and see the race, or do you want to spend a whole weekend in Indianapolis and take it in as an experience where you get the music and all the other activities with it? And there's a whole bunch of options.
I like that. I like making a weekend of it because it is a festival, and it's been a part of everyone who is listening. I don't think we have a 110-year-old listening. So every May during our lives, this has been a part of who we are as a nation. And I like that part of the saying on your ticket packages is it's time to come back home again.
And that's really what it is for everybody when they're here for the Indianapolis 500. We all 50 states are represented, 35 countries around the world that are inside the grandstands and taking part of that race. And it is a moment where, especially if you're an American, it's an opportunity to celebrate Memorial Day weekend, the men and women who served and those who pay the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And we put politics aside, we put everything aside, and we just celebrate that summer's around the corner. And we're going to do this thing again for the 109th time at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And you know, your radio station's been part of it forever, and we just love the fact that Chicago has a connection to our race that's pretty special.
Yeah, well, we feel that it's really special, and it's lovely that we carry it and that we get to be a part of it. So thank you for that. So I'm looking at IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com right now. Is that where you suggest people go to buy some tickets?
Yeah. Yep, IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com or IMS.com, and you can check out all the options there. And also send a note to our ticket team. Our ticket team actually works at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's not some call center somewhere. And you can call and say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. And they can tell you what the best seats are, the best packages, and how to take care of you from where your seat's going to be, whether you want to go to concerts or whether you just want to hang out in the infield as a GA ticket. If you want to come as a GA ticket, 15 and under are free. We want you to bring as many kids as you can bring. We really do try and make it easy, and we do have folks in the ticket office that can really walk you through it, and that it doesn't cost you any more to talk to a person. If you're comfortable on the internet, you can do it that way too.
I love talking to a person. Thank you for making that a part of it. Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I hope you come back on before May.
I'd love to come back on, and then maybe one of these days when I'm up in the Chicago area, I'll just come knock on the door.
That would be great. We'll, if not, we'll see you in 190 days.
All right. Thanks so much.